Today, we're going to meet with Ryan and John to talk a little bit about the Hightower Center of Leadership. So it's been over 2 years since we joined Hightower. The opportunity to learn a lot more and to bring, hopefully, some increased financial capabilities to you guys as our clients. Ryan and John both got the opportunity to go through the Hightower Center of Leadership. They were, as Tim put it, I think, the tip of the spear, right? Testing out some of that educational opportunities, right? So we're gonna dig into, ask them a couple questions about what they learned, what some of the key insights they're taking away from it, and how they're gonna apply it in their practices here at 10 Capital. So Ryan, let's start off with you. We'll say kind of what was the goal of the training? What did you see as the primary takeaway?
Yeah, so kind of the structure of the cohort is John and I, along with teammates, we're partnered with members of other Hightower practices across the country.
Yeah, the main goal is basically to, you know, with these other practice firms that are across our Hightower network, get to meet other individuals and grow a, you know, a hypothetical company as if it would be a part of Hightower and build P&Ls, financial statements, business plans, all the different type of stuff as if you were an owner of the company. So it kind of creates this hypothetical situation where you own a company and you're building this RIA from where it is in the introduction to Hightower Network.
I love it. I love that way of learning too. It reminds me, I don't know if you guys ever did DECA in high school, but I was like, it's like DECA, like write the business plan, go and argue the business plan, do the financials, the projections.
Totally.
It's like, that's actually
it.
Like,
it's exactly,
like, this
yeah.
is DECA, but for the Center of Leadership for Hightower, which is awesome too. So how did they go through, how was that categorized? What was the curriculum for this course that you guys took?
Generally what it was is you took, is about a, was it 20 months, 18 months, something like that, 20 months. There was a, the first time you had to put together a business plan, build out financials, figure out what's going on with employees, and then also then lead into like what the growth of the firm in the future was gonna look like. And generally what we did is we met three times throughout the 20 months, all virtually. And
with your cohort.
With the cohort. And each one is supposed to simulate a year. So the first year was the entry of the year. The next meeting was a year in the future, a year in the future after that. So it's kind of supposed to simulate what would happen over the evolution of a couple of years with your practice that you're running. And then it culminated with a live presentation we gave in front of the leaders that were overseeing the cohorts at the firm level.
So you guys really went through the like designing a company. How are you going to market it? What's the financials to then managing and operating?
It was like what it was a company that was already established that was entering into the part of the Hightower network.
Okay.
And so it was already somewhat established. It wasn't just a ground up, but it was basically how do you take that company and run with it in the future effectively. So kind of similar to situations of, you know, what they do as a practice is come partner with companies such as ourselves to help us grow our practice. And it's kind of simulate that exact same structure.
Gotcha, okay. So I've always felt like when I go to some type of educational, you know, seminar or something like that, or you go through a course like this, there's certain components that you really resonate with you that you take away, and I'll let both you guys answer this question because it's pretty individual. Like, and we'll start with you, Ryan. Is there some part of this course that you're like, I loved this component of it, this really hit me, here's how I see how I could bring it to 10 Capital?
Yeah, I know the biggest value I got out of the program was by design, you're learning the ins and outs of all the things involved with running a business. So for me, with my background on the portfolio management side, this helped me broaden my education base on kind of to some of the things John mentioned, how to read and create P&L statements, how to build your value proposition, create a culture, stick to the values that your company tries to portray. So it allowed me to get a lot more perspective on some of the areas of running a company that I haven't necessarily been involved in.
Anything for you that resonated specifically?
Yeah, for me, I think it was more the building the business plan, marketing strategies, that type of stuff. You know, in my previous work, I did a lot of building profit and loss statements and whatnot. So I was pretty familiar in that space, you know, how to look at that side, but it was actually taking the business I had to grow for was something I hadn't really been a part of. So it was really cool to be a part of what the business plan for the company is and kind of what the business development plan would be to help growth in the future as well. So it's kind of what normal business owners would deal with getting to simulate that was a pretty cool experience.
So another thing we kind of talked about too is just the ability to be able to collaborate with other companies in the Hightower network.
I thought that was just as important as the program itself. It was really neat to kind of compare and contrast things that are working, things that aren't. And then more than anything, how do we best translate that to our hypothetical case study, build that into the presentation.
And then back to here at 10 Capital.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was, I think the biggest thing was, you know, the old adage, iron sharpens iron, right? Mm-hmm. They're in the same position where we're highly motivated, we're young, we're trying to grow. And so, you know, it was really good to get their perspectives on how, what things they're doing well, how we can introduce them back to at 10 Capital and vice versa, what things we're doing well, such as events and whatnot, we do a really good job with that. And so we got to share that information with them on how they get to grow on that side of things.
Wasn't that the benefits of being in community with people? Yeah. That's right, you get the best giftings of everybody and you can learn. I know we've done that here internally amongst each other. You know, like Ryan does a spectacular job of talking portfolios. It's like, so I will take verbiage that Ryan uses. Like John does a great job of working with people on an interpersonal level. So I'll take some of those aspects and apply them too. So I love that too. Yep. Your final presentation, the big takeaway, you had to fly in, mm-hmm. right? This is the first time you got to meet some of your group. How did that go?
First time, yeah. It was kind of the first time everyone got to be all together at one place. And it was definitely interesting because you're building a plan and it's only been virtual generally. So, you know, there was kind of one kind of quasi in-person meeting, but it really didn't have anything to do with building a plan. So you're, you know, when you're building this final presentation for the culmination of your program, and this is the first time you're meeting these people, so you're planning everything remotely, and then it's like, okay, here we are. We're gonna do this live now, so.
You're definitely on the hot seat because everybody presents in front of each other. No room to hide.
No room to hide, too. And you guys even had a partner that had a flight delay?
Yeah. So the day we were meant to present, I guess there was a crazy windstorm. I believe she was coming out of Omaha and her flight got outright canceled. So we were down a person scrambling with like an hour's notice. So that was another one where
make for a memorable experience.
Had an extra wrench having to figure out how to cover her portion.
Stuff on the fly.
Yeah,
just learning to pivot, right? But so I'll let you kind of cap it off, Ryan. Your biggest takeaway from the Hightower Center of Leadership, what would you say that is? Yeah. Then we'll let you talk. Yeah.
I think just all of the knowledge and understanding that you probably seems common sense once you learn it, but it's not something that's top of mind on your day-to-day. So just getting a lot of insight on what Hightower likes to see from the companies that they partner with, and also unearthing a lot of the additional resources that I previously was unaware of.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing for me was just creating a new community. You know, I think my previous life, you know, we had this kind of national training you would go to. So you kind of create this general good network around the United States just of other like-minded individuals as yours, but also in the same space as you. And so this is kind of creating this new community, you know, that most of the companies we were working with are on the East Coast. And so it was just really cool to see what they're doing and get this new group of friends, really,
and
get to work with them for the future.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you guys for sharing. But so one of the things we want to continue to do here at 10 Capital is invest back into our knowledge base and our human capital. And so hopefully you guys are the embodiment of that right here in the present, and we'll continue to do more of that as there's opportunities to grow in the Hightower Corporation. So with that, have a wonderful weekend and we'll see you next week.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. 10 Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. 10 Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.